Hey everyone, this is Victor with Ventabot, and on today's episode of Don't Kill the Messenger, the Water Cooler Series, daily live at 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time in April, and that's also 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time if you're in a different time zone. Again, Mountain Time being my time, or Mountain Time, or I like to say the forgotten time zone. Anyways, let's jump into today, creating a perfect client magnet in 10 minutes. So most people run into this kind of idea of, like, they understand the idea of a lead magnet, right? But the problem is that most people also end up overcomplicating the process. They also end up creating something that is overwhelming. Too much information, or what I like to call infobesity, which is essentially something that someone can consume without action, right? And that doesn't create any momentum. It keeps that person stuck, and that doesn't create a perfect client magnet for you. A perfect client magnet should, and what it does do is it attracts the right people, the most ideal clients, and then allows them to create momentum without you so that they can associate that action, that win, that small step that they take with you, and then the next step, the next irresistible offer that we talk about then becomes whatever that next step is, whether it be a call, whether it be a program, whether it be a group join, whether it be a book purchase, whether it be anything, as long as it makes sense as the logical next step. So there's a few ways to do this, and in 10 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and create this. I'm going to take 30 minutes to explain the whole thing, really, but this process literally takes about 10 minutes, maybe up to 15 if you're new to this, but most, that's not where you should be at right now. Most people that are listening here are in the place where they just need to create these a lot faster. And to do that in 10 minutes, there's really three main steps to creating a perfect client magnet. And we'll get to that in a second here. But before I forget, I'm gonna be part of a JV sales summit in the next week or so, where I'm gonna be diving a lot further into this, not just lead magnets itself, but how to create the content, the follow-up strategy that really allows that person to be nurtured and allows the medium mover, not the fast mover. The fast mover gets covered at the beginning, but the medium and the slow mover, those two main types of people tend to take a little bit longer. They need a little bit more follow-up. They need a lot more nurturing and before they make that decision and move forward with you. Even though you're getting the momentum, you want to be able to continue to hold their hand throughout that process so that they can actually associate everything that they're doing with you. As they're winning, as they're making progress, as they're getting momentum, they start to associate it with you. And then finally, they get pushed over the edge at one point and they say, you know what, I need to just work with you and I need to give you a call, or I need to enroll in your program or service or product, buy your product, or whatever that looks like. But that's how you do it, right? So I'm going to be diving a lot deeper into it. And if you'd like to join me in that summit that I'm going to be a part of, where I'm going to be breaking this down, then head on over, and I'll put it up here for everyone to see, but head on over to jvsalessummits.com/vidconf, vidconf. And then again, jvsalessummit.com/vidconf. Now, to create your actual perfect client magnet in about 10 minutes, again, there's three parts. So the first part here, and I'm wondering if I probably should have been in front of the whiteboard this time, but I'll still describe it for you so that you can understand here. The first part is the most important part. It's one of the most important pieces, and it's your pre-frame, your introduction in your perfect client magnet. So this can look something, there's three parts to that first piece, right? That intro part. The first part is to obviously introduce yourself, who you are, how you help, the types of people you help, and what you do, and what type of results that you do, with what your main thing is. So keep the main thing the main thing. right? So the as long as you make that introduction, is that first piece of it is the introduction of who you are, how you help, and the problem you solve, that is your first step to creating that perfect intro. Once you do that, you then transition into how you get those results for those types of people. And it's usually talking about your main thing, your main service, your main product, your main program, whatever that is, that you transition into the next step. And then the third piece to the perfect intro is how to is you start to transition into what life looks like without this person taking action. If they've downloaded this perfect client magnet and they have now said, like, yes, I am, turned themselves visible to you and said, like, yes, I'm interested in this, please solve this one thing for me, then you've introduced yourself, the types of people you help, with how you help them, and then you say, without doing this first thing here or this next step down below, you're gonna stay here. You're gonna stay stuck. You're going to, without it, this is what life looks like. But with it, this is what life looks like. So that's kind of how you transition into that next step, so that they actually take your pre-framing, one, your offer and yourself, two, your pre-framing what your next step is. Essentially, you're pre-framing what the action step in your perfect client magnet is for and why they need to take action for it. So if you can do that, they will take action on the next step, and that's going to allow you to have them get that momentum, associate that win with you, and then start to look for what's next. So in that first step, the intro part, there's three parts to it. Remember, the introduction of yourself and who you help. The second piece of that is the transitioning into the pre-frame of how you do that, how you help those people with what it is that you provide as far as the service, the product, or the program. And then finally, you move into the last step, is to say, this is what life looks like with this thing, and this is what life looks like without it. So if you're able to do that, then you're able to allow that person to say, yes, then I need to take action on this first thing so that I can actually get the solve the problem that I want solved. The reason they downloaded it is because they want to be able to do that. So bear with me for a second while I share this here. And where is it here? All right, cool. So essentially what we want to do now is, once we've finished that first piece, that introduction, and by the way, if you actually want to get the worksheet that we use to do this, head on over to ventobot.com/bundle to get not just that worksheet, but you'll get the content mapping worksheet and the ads checklist as well, so you understand how to write social posts and write ads that create engagement, how to map out your content so that it allows people to move through and nurture them, and then finally is the lead magnet worksheet that we use internally for our private clients, for ourselves, and that I'm giving to you absolutely free. Just go ahead and download it, and you'll be getting that there. So that's kind of what we're gonna going over today. So let's go ahead and share this. Now, the next thing is the content. This is the most important piece for the actual person consuming this perfect client magnet, right? Your perfect client. If you want them to actually take action, which is interesting, odd to say, if you want them to take action and actually get momentum to move forward and not just download it and then never use it, then what ends up happening is you need to create it. You need to create this middle step as simple as possible. Often this is in the form of like a checklist, a cheat sheet, a worksheet, some type of, if you provide some type of video series that's delivered over 5 days, what ends up happening is they might start the first day, they might continue the second day, maybe watch half of the third day, and then they kind of start to dwindle off. Right, so then they don't actually get momentum, and they associate another thing they didn't finish with you, and you don't necessarily want that. You want them to associate, I took an action, I completed it, I got a result, and I did that. That win was done, and now I associate that win with the person that I've downloaded this from. So that is how you actually get someone to move forward and start to take those next steps. How to craft. If you mind me for a second. There we go. Okay, cool. So I was just going ahead. I was just typing that out so that we can go ahead and give that to you. Again, if you want the worksheets, head on over to bentobot.com/bundle. So that way you can get not just the lead magnet worksheet to create your perfect client magnet, but also the content mapping worksheet and the ads checklist that we use all internally for our one-on-one clients as well. And that will get you started. So let's go ahead and share that there. Now, additionally, the next step, right, is that middle piece, the content. We're going to spend some time here and mapping out how to do this. There's usually 3 to 5 action steps that allow you to move something. And the best way to think about someone creating this content, this middle content-rich piece that allows someone to get momentum is by either thinking of you're going to shift their mindset to something, give them an aha moment, which I've heard it said before as like there's 2 pieces to aha. The ah is the understanding. The ah, okay, I get it. That makes sense. And then the ha is like a realization of something. They're like, I didn't realize that. I didn't understand that. Like that's a new way of looking at it. For example, when we talk about lead generation, we talk about how I wrap it up in a story with giving my daughter a milk with her cookie, right? If I say, hey, do you want a cookie? She says yes. And she doesn't necessarily need the milk, but it will make the experience that much better. And that's what essentially how we craft it. And we'll get to that in the second piece, the third final piece of your perfect client magnet, which is the we'll get to that in a second, the call to action, right? Now, when you do that, when you have the aha moment, you create an aha moment for them in the actual content piece of your lead magnet, you start, again, the ah part is like, oh, I get it. That makes sense. And then the second part, the ha, is the new piece of like, wow, I didn't look at it that way. That's a new, it's like a new thing that they realize, that they understand now. But one thing is like, understanding, and then the next is a realization, right? So it's an understanding, then a realization. The aha, that's essentially what it is that you're creating in your lead magnets, right? So, for example, again, 3 to 5 action steps that allow them to either shift their mindset or to create an actual thing. So, for example, let's kind of use my bundle as a tutorial here, right? One of our worksheets is the lead magnet worksheet. It's essentially set up for you to create your lead magnet in less than 10 minutes. And if you literally fill in the blanks, fill in the intro, fill in the content, fill in the call to action, and then you're able to get that result, right? You have your lead magnet content done. The next step would be to actually have a designer or create it yourself. One of the things you can use is something called Canva. It's free software online that allows you to create PDFs very quickly. But I would recommend looking for a graphic designer or someone like that to make it look a little bit more, if that's not your forte, right? Not mine, so I hire that out. So really what we want to be doing is the intro part, right? There's 3 pieces to that. The intro of who you are, how you help, who you help. Then the second piece of that intro is transitioning into how you help that with what you do. And then thirdly, what life looks like with it and without this with this lead magnet here. If they want to stay in the same place, then don't read this. If they want to make progress and you want them to actually move forward, then that's they take action on the next step. You're pre-framing them to keep moving forward and read the next piece of it, which is the action step. Now, the action step is where you create that aha moment, that understanding and then realization. The ah is the understanding and the ha is the realization of something new. And then it's 3 to 5 action steps that, again, allow them to create that mind shift, or they're actually taking specific action on something. Do this, get this result. Do this, get this result, right? So, for example, our lead magnet worksheet allows you to fill this out, get a lead magnet, right, in 10 minutes. That's it. That's as simple as it needs to be. Most people overcomplicate this and they think they're like, well, I got to create this whole thing and I got to create this 5-day webinar series or I got to create this 40-page ebook, which no one is going to read. If a lead magnet is meant to be consumed within 3 to 5 minutes and meant to be applicable in the next 10 to 15 minutes. So, for example, you can consume our lead magnet in 3 to 5 minutes. You can then apply it in the next 10 to 15 minutes and get a result. Then the final piece, this is the most important piece to a perfect client magnet for you, is the call to action, right? That's the third and final piece to creating that client perfect client magnet. And there's several ways to do this because, for example, a lot of people like to have people on a call. So if you want to have someone on a call as the next step, for example, let's say it was the content mapping worksheet and then the next call is like, hey, let's jump on a call to really answer, ask your questions and map this out entirely for you in 10 to 15 minutes. Then what ends up happening is, you position that call as the obvious next step, right? You don't necessarily want to kind of, let's have a strategy call, let's have a discovery call, because we all know that at this point, those strategy calls, those discovery calls are the keywords for sales call. I'm going to try to sell you into something, and that's kind of what people do, right? We don't want that. Nobody wants to get on a strategy call with you. Nobody wants to get on a discovery call with you. What they do want is something that makes sense as the next step. So for example, one of the things I offered before was with our Facebook ads checklist, when we had it as a standalone lead magnet, the next step was to let's hop on a ads blueprint. Essentially, you'll bring your, I think I called it an ads audit call, and where you bring your top two, your worst two performing ads, and I will turn them around using our ads checklist. I will show you how to use it. I will turn those two around for you in 10 to 15 minutes. And then if you want to have a conversation with what the next step looks like, we can. However, this is all about you. This is the reason it's an ads audit is because we're taking your two worst performing ads and we're going to flip them and turn them into your highest performing ads using our checklist. So most people took us up on that offer and they started to get on a call with us. And that allowed us to initially start to grow that agency from that perspective initially, right? Because it made sense. It wasn't like, let's hop on a strategy call to talk about like your ads, because then you obviously are gonna not want to do that, because you immediately red flags come up and say like, well, you're just gonna try to sell me into your agency service, which not everyone fits. Some people were doing well enough that they just needed some help. I helped them turn those ads around, and that was it. They didn't want to know what was next, and that's fine because they were doing it themselves. They weren't even at a level yet to work with us, and that's okay. But at least I got them the result. That was the whole purpose of that call, to get them that next step result, not necessarily to sell them into my service, right? So that is how you can position a call if you're going to have a call, for example, and you want to name it something that's not necessarily strategy or discovery or something like that. You want to make sure that that third step of your lead magnet is really, that call to action piece is really focused on delivering an additional resource. And the way I like to hammer this home is if I were to offer my daughter a cookie, she doesn't necessarily need milk to help create that experience of the cookie better. But if I offer her milk, it makes her experience with the cookie even better. So essentially, that's what your call to action should be. It should be something that isn't necessarily needed for them to enjoy what they got with the lead magnet, but it should be something that allows them to have an even better experience if they take you up on it, right? So if you think about it from that perspective, that will allow you to craft those call to actions after your lead magnet even better and have more effective call to action so that people can actually move forward and continue their momentum with you. So again, the lead magnet is all about creating that initial momentum, allowing them to get that first win without you on their own, because that immediately destroys the objection of like, well, it works for everyone else except for me. And then the call to action is the next step, logical next step, right? It allows you to say, well, you don't necessarily need this, but this is going to make your experience even better if you want to move even faster and get even more support. That will allow you to take us up on this. For example, what I used as an example earlier was the Facebook ads blueprint. Using our Facebook ads checklist, we're going to turn your two worst performing ads into the highest performing ads that you have now in that 10 to 15 minutes using our same checklist that you just downloaded. Right, I'm going to show you how to use it in that 10 to 15 minutes so that you can take it and run with it yourself. So they don't need to do it, but it's going to make their experience that much better with ads if they're already running ads, which they would have only opted in and downloaded the checklist if they were already running ads. So that, as you can see, makes sense as the next logical steps. Now, to recap everything, the first and the first piece to the actual lead magnet is the introduction, right? There's three pieces to the introduction. The introduction of who you are, how you help. The second piece is the actual pre-framing of how you help with your main product or service or program or whatever that looks like. And the third piece to that is just transitioning into what life looks like with this piece and what life looks like without this piece. So that way it really allows them to move into saying like, okay, I need to take action on this. Otherwise I'm going to stay in this without what life looks like without peace. And I want life to look like this. So I'm going to take this action. The next step is the content. And this is where you create the aha moment, right? The ah is the understanding and the ha is the realization. Ah, I get it. And now I didn't think about it that way. That's a new way of looking at it. And that's your content, right? The 3 to 5 pieces that allow them to take an action and get a result. Then the last piece is your call to action, which is essentially something that allows them to have an even better experience or get even more support with what they're already doing, why they already raised their hand. So those three pieces are the main things to creating the perfect client magnet so that you can actually attract them and give them momentum and then move them into the irresistible offer, whatever that next step is. And that's how we do it for ourselves. That's how we do it for our clients so that we can actually help them scale even faster, avoid having to spend hours of time working with people that aren't ready for them and are getting on calls with people that aren't ready for them, but only attracting the most ideal people so that they're ready to scale faster that way. Again, so I'm Victor with VentaBot. If you want to get the actual bundle that has the worksheet for this lead magnet, head on over to ventabot.com/bundle to get your free copy. You'll get not just the lead magnet worksheet, but the perfect ads checklist worksheet, and you'll also get the content mapping worksheet so you know how to follow up and nurture your leads as they come in. Additionally, I'm going to be diving into this topic a lot further in the next week or so. Come join me at the JV Sales Summit. If you're interested in joining, head on over to jvsalessummit.com/vidconf. So V-I-D-C-O-N-F, vidconf, almost vidconference, but take out the errands, if that makes sense. So until next time, I'm Victor with VentaBot, and I will see you on another episode. Bye-bye.